Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simchas Shenches, of Kofei Medbeis, page 210, regarding things that are permitted and forbidden to move on Shabbos, the logos of Muktzah. Siv Dalet says Mechaber Klish Malachta Leheter, a different category, a vessel that its primary work is for things that are permitted. So Mutl Talpli that you let it move and fill it in Ilatzar Hakli, even if it's only for the need of the vessel, meaning you don't need it. But Shle Yishaver, you got under there, it shouldn't break or shouldn't be stolen. People don't know this part. But if there's no need to move it at all, Asal Talpli actually not let it move, even Klish Malachta Leheter. Says Mechaber for the Kisra Kodesh holy writing. Behold, the food items, which will tell them you're allowed to move them. I feel the shalol to a klal, even if there's no need at all. Hagos says Ramo, it's filling. In the tell them one should not move them. Kim letzarech, unless there's a need. That's a true misadeshen. But I'm besayis, I'm besayis. Says Ramo for the b'sheifer. Also, tell them you're not allowed to move it. Kim letzarech guver mekayma, unless you need to use it for something else or for its place. It's a great sashri at the end of the paragraph of the link. Says Mishabur Sivka and Chaf. A vessel has shemalachta lehetta. That's utility for permissible use. What the same thing is, moy malachta leisu lehetta. If the item is something that's generally used for things that are forbidden and permitted, Gamkin Limaxadaitimine also is not setting aside his thoughts from it, and it's not Muktzah because it has permitted utility also. Now, regarding a pot, that its activity is primarily for cooking. Sometimes you'll use a pot to keep water or fruits inside of it. That's included in the category of a vessel that's primarily used for prohibition. Unless you have some of the food inside of it, then it's not muktzah because of that. But you won't consider it as a klishul machle isul leheter because you sometimes keep stuff inside of it. Sivkan and chaval. So you're allowed to move it even for the need of the vessel itself. But avashalol to a klal. But not if there's no need at all. Hainu, that is a kolagim leitzurchad the klal. If all day you won't need it at all, you're not allowed to move it. Avashalol to a klal. If you're going to need it that day, and he's moving it now so that when he's going to need it later in the day, it should be ready. And then, sure, they're permitted to move the klishul mach lehetter, says the Taz. Now, kisra kodesh, holy writings, that we said, you're allowed to move it even if there's no need at all. Pidush, kol ha-svarim, shemot lurkis ben, all the books that it's permitted to read from them on Shabbos. Ramashar tribulin Megillah, upri magadim etzad kel yirabit, Megillah namim chlal zeb, the Megillah is also included in this. I mean, there's a discussion regarding Megillah specifically on Shabbos, by Purim, or in general, that Megillah is also called it. It's also Kisra Kodesh, that you're allowed to move it for whatever reason. You can learn from it. Sivkon Chav Gimel. Even if there's no need klal at all, wooden simning is kaisai, sukaras, utzleiches, cups and bowls and plates, v'sakin, shalgab eshochan, and the knife that's on the table. Because the Shartin Chav says, even though the Achrein mentioned a small knife that's on the table, says that's not precise. That's just the lashon of the Gemara. Look at Rashi over there. The reason is because these things are constantly used regarding bread and meat and food items that you cut with it. If that's the case, that would be about all knives. And the Gemara didn't pick a small knife, only to include a large knife that they use to chop meat. As Rashi writes over there, that's included muktzah, because that's muktzah machmas kasar and kis. That's called sakinah dashkavta. And even Tosfos explains over there a different way. However, you can say even according to them, that every knife that's on the table is included in the small knife because it's meant only for constantly eating, and therefore they weren't glazed regarding such types of utensils. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, that since the tirin b'tashmish is always used, so it doesn't take effect in the halacha muktzah at all. It's like food items and holy writings. Even if there's no need at all. But there are those who are students, even by these vessels, not to move anything. Shabbos, you don't just move things. Even if it's a food item, even if there's no need at all, you don't move it. Sivkan Chabdal. Rama said, Rang Tfilin, one should not move it, kim letzarech, unless there's a need. I know that is kadesh leikon, but you don't want the tefillin to get stolen. If someone left it outside, you don't want to get ruined in the sun. The kids have said similar things like that. But Taz among the Brahma, Chmir, they actually turn the hold. The tefillin mikri klisham lach le'isr. Tefillin are utensil that's used primarily for a prohibition, because that real salah nechem Shabbos, like lighting a candle. What, you're not allowed to put them on the Shabbos, because I'm a simulam enough. Okay, nein lo talmud, so they actually hold you not allowed to move it, kim letzarech le'gufan. Unless you need the place, to protect it from damaging elements, you need the place that you need to sit on that chair. In the present situation, you can be leaning like the first opinion. Look over there. And a shofar, you're not allowed to move it, unless it's. Because the shofar is designated for blowing, the was of Shabbos is forbidden on Shabbos. Why can't there be mikra kli? Shemalach le'isr, if it's called a vessel that primarily the its work is for prohibition. The lulav asla tavla and the lulav is not allowed to move. Afal tzarguf makami, even for tzarguf makami, you need to sit on the chair and the lulav is there. No, they don't love shem kli klal. It doesn't have a loch of a kli. It's not. It's nothing. It's a piece of wood. And therefore, it's a more stringent muktzah than the shayfer. Sifhei says the mechaber. Yesh matirim latalta kli shemach leisir. Some permit to move a screwdriver, a tool that's primarily used for prohibition, even from the sun to the shade, through a loaf of bread or a child. What does that mean? Says Mishra Sivka the Chavala, they kick or a tinnik through a loaf of bread or a child. Love dafka kikar, doesn't mean necessarily a loaf of bread. If you put any other object permitted inside of it, then since that's permitted, you can move that with that. Now, in the days of this opinion, he does a rush, Many Rishonim disagree with this. It's really what they hold. They did not permit this heter of the loaf of bread or the child or the baby, but only for a dead person. You need to move the dead body, then you can put like a baby or a loaf of bread on them to move them. But not all other mukta items. Even if it's a kli. That's a min achreinim come out, which the Sharatin as Chavdal says, the Taz, when they go in there, Chaim, he says, however, the Shulchan Aruch does say, by a large loss, one could be lenient. But in general, one should not do this. So certainly, Mishru, because of Dafka, this all specifically, Minich Batecha Kli, if you're going to put inside of the Kli, Shar Dabar Shein Muchala, something else that's not designated for it. I'm a Munach Sham Dab, I'm Muchala, but if you put inside something that's designated for it, Kamei Shumbe Meducha, Shashaychim, but let's say you put garlic in a mortar that you grind in inside it. Well, let's say in the pot, it's a little bit of the cooked dish. Oh, then the cool allowed to move the vessel through the food that's inside of it. And that would be a permissible head. Sivvah. All the vessels that broke, I feel the Shabbos even on Shabbos. Mutl Tal Shabbim, you're allowed to move the broken pieces. As long as the broken pieces should be fit for some utility. Let's say the broken piece of a truck. So you could use it to cover a barrel. So let's say a broken piece of glass to cover the opening of a flask. But if it's not for any utility, then no, you can't move it on Shabbos. Now let's say they broke in a place where it could cause damage, it could harm. Glass bottle, we know what that looks like. The breaks on the table where people walk. You let to move the broken piece to get it off on ice and to clear them out. The nose should get damaged, then that's a kolbei and the Hagoy is Mordechai and the Bisei of Hashem Nachas Chaim. Says in Mishaburim, Sipkon Chav Zayin. All the vessels that break,
I feel B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, he let him move the broken pieces. So says Mishaburim, it's like what it means to say is, well, I mean, we don't say like this. Kivin Me'et Mokliza, since yesterday this vessel, Lav L'Haim Alocha Koy, was not designated for this type of work, Habli Noilid, so now that it broke on Shabbos, it's like it's Noilid, which is a form of Mukta, it's a new entity which was never here before Shabbos, so it couldn't have been Muchan. That we say no, that it's permitted Subkan Chabchez L'Tatu Shabrim to move the broken pieces. Shibi Kalim, now broken vessels, He Mechelik Shein Shabbim Mukta, is from the second category of Mukta. Mishum Dikashinishbru, when they break, Dom Latarius is like it's similar to pebbles, while Mukta Mapon's Kufa, it's inherently Mukta, has no utility. But since it came from a vessel, it doesn't lose the name of a vessel from them. As long as it's useful for something. Is like to cover something, which is not the case with pebbles, although rocks are also fit to cover things. They're not a vessel, like we'll see in the next paragraph. Siv cotton, chof test. And the Ramah said that if they break away, they could harm. For example, glass or people are going in one's house or in the street. So then it's permitted to move the broken pieces to clear away that people don't get harmed from them. But if it's from earthenware, then you're not allowed to clear away. That's not so harmful. Even though when you're going to step on them, you're going to break them, still that's permitted, that's unintended. So although you're not going to go ahead and break something, but that's unintended. But now specifically, the clear away with one's hands, but you're allowed to push it with your feet, because moving something with your body is permitted. The Bi'alacham, the Maschal Klishim Lach Lehetta, says, look at Mishbrus of Konchof regarding a pot, which we said that's really klishim lach l'iser. However, it would seem that even when you clear out the cooked dish from the pot and it's in the house, you're allowed to move it and to move it to the side, because then the pot is actually permitted to move for a very different reason. What's called graf shalrei, it's like a filthy item, which is what a used pot is. Look at Shabbos of Chavdal regarding a plate, and that's something in the Iri. And the Maskel Kol Hakim Shenishbe V'chulu, that the Mechaber said that all vessels that break, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to move the broken pieces. So he's looking pretty mekudim, that is inclined that this halacha is going even on Kilim Shemlachim Le'isser, that you're allowed to move them with Shabbos Mekamen, that here it's also sufficient when it's fit for some halacha to have the prior status of Kli Shemlachim Le'isser. The Maskel Shum Halacha, that Mechaber said, as long as the broken piece is fit for some type of malacha, it's not mukta. So Mogen Ram writes, according to what he writes in Simtov Tzadihei, that some say that noilut is forbidden on Shabbos, you need to have that when it breaks on Shabbos, that should be fit for the original malacha dafka. So for example, let's say a broken piece of a trough, you have to be able to pour inside of it, like what a trough is meant for, let's say some type of a porridge, or let's say glass, is to be able to pour inside of oil. But many echrin baf taz al-rabat al-shabbat, they write that since it's still fit for some malach, it's not noilid, it is included in muchan like it prepared, even if it's not fit for the original malach. However, if a non-Jew made this kli on Shabbos, that's for sure noilid, and you would not be able to move it according to this opinion. The maskel kol shibya areva, the Mechaber gave an example. For example, let's say broken pieces of a trough to cover a barrel, then even to move it from the sun to the shade, it's permitted like a kli shemlach leheter. And when it's not fit for any malacha, then even letzerach guf mekayma is aser, and that's the Prima Gudim's decline with many proofs. Look over there. Some of the dirshus, dirsh number 25. A key of a car that's designated for two things. It helps the ignition go on, and it helps to open up the door. Shlomo Zalman holds it's considered a kli shemlach leheter leheter, because it's used for something that's forbidden and permitted. Because you're allowed to open up the door of a car, even though when you can open up the door, the lights in the car is going to go on, because the actual opening of the door is not a malach asur. However, he writes subsequently, based on the Ma'ar Shabbos, that the key is considered on that Shabbos like a klishul machle isser, because ultimately that Shabbos, even opening up the door, would be a isser malach. Now, a utensil, an item, a vessel that's composed of two parts, which are designated for two totally different utilities, one for isser, one for heter. And the two utilities are both primary and significant. For example, let's say a can opener. One side, you're opening up cans, which would be forbidden malach l'eser, and the other one opens up bottles, which are malach l'heter. This girl holds, it has its halacha is the status according to what the majority of its utility is for. Dishra number 26. Even in our days, most of the time, that pots are used after you cook to store it in the fridge, and that utility is heter, the Yashim holds from this Karel that the halacha of the pot is still like a klisha machle isser, because the primary designation of the pot is for cooking. And this day, people leave food in it afterwards, that's only like a secondary utility, which is because of the primary function of that you cooked in it. Dish number 28. So if someone's moving objects in his pocket because it's a terech of him to clear it out, Chaznesh holds, that's not considered tiltel shelo tzarech, because he wants to minimize in his tircha, and he adds on, that's only tiltum and atzatz, indirect type of moving, which you're allowed to do by klisha nach lehata. Even though the Mishnah Berurah said that if you have no need, you shouldn't move it at all. So to a game with a tool that's placed in front of him on top of the table, like a middle of his learning, his opinion is, I mean, if someone's playing, let's say, with a fork on the table, so it's moving for no purpose, in the middle of his learning, so he holds that would be considered as a tiltum and that would be permitted. People fidget. And so to move an object because it's bothering him when he's not holding anything in his hand, this girl holds it permitted, and he adds on that's the Chaznish would respond to those who ask him that question. Those who move keys that they don't need on Shabbos with one chain that has keys that are needed for Shabbos, Shabbos and Mechaz Yitzhak that you can blame it on them schluss, that you have your car key on with the house key on the same chain. There's number 29. Ripped out pages from a sefer, a holy sefer, that's designated for Geniza, has to be put away and buried. B'yashav and Niskarel holds that as long as you can still learn from them, it's considered Kisir Kodesh, and they're not Mukta. Now, if you cannot learn from them anymore, and they're on the ground in the degraded way, the Chaznesh holds it's actually forbidden to pick it up. Now, then B'yashav says you have to pick it up, even though the Mukta, B'shom Zaman writes, that's possible it's permitted to pick them up because of Kabbalah Torah, but it means we're Tzorchi and Lamaisel. To move a mezuzah, the Mechel Shabbos on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not sure if it's permitted, because it's possible it's considered as Mukta Machlas Kisar and Kis, because people are makbid about it. Now, if when Shabbos started, the mezuzah was actually on its place on the door frame and fell off the middle of Shabbos, which could happen, but seemed it's forbidden to move it, like the doors of a house that got dislodged, which they don't simply, hey, we say you're not allowed to move them. Now, even the mezuzah that was established on this place and fell during the weekday, it would seem that one should be stringent not to pick it up, because since it's fit and designated to put back to its place. However, the Yashavol and the Skrill said that Allah is like Kisvei Kodesh, which are not muktzah, because you could learn from the mezuzah, the parasha Krishma. And if it's wrapped, and you cannot open and learn from it right now, and this girl's hole is that, you're right, and has the halacha like muktzah. Dish number 30, Mishmurat said, look at the Shartshub regarding Megillah, that there is the name of the Pricha. Dish that the halacha of the Megillah is like muktzah, because Chacham said, you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. However, even according to this opinion, the Shartshub writes, interprets out the Gimel Chen Mati Yehuda, that's only on the Shabbos that Purim falls out to be on side of it, like this year, in Yerushalayim. But on other Shabbos of the year, the Megillah is not considered like muktzah, and that's the Chabah Chaim writes, and that's the business of the girl, it's the halacha. Dish number 31, garments and ornaments, the Kutzitz Shulchan, Chaim Noah writes, that has halacha like oichling food items. According to everyone, you're allowed to move them even without a need at all. And that's a building of B'yashiv and Ravazna and other ones. Gorilla holds halacha of all these kalim are like other kalim that are constantly used, which we have machlin. It's a place to permit it to be moved for no need at all or not. Regarding the spices, the Ish Lavram B'chach is not sure regarding the halacha. According to B'yashiv, has halacha like food items because people use them for the benefit of the pleasure of their body. And that's a building of Ravazna. That's a building of Skirella. It's because people always use them. Regarding cheers, and this girl is not sure if Allah's halacha like kalim that are constantly utilized, because you could prepare them from before Shabbos in their place in a way that you won't have to move that at all. Maybe you're not allowed to move it just for no reason. Dish number 32, we said tefillin are considered klishim lach le'issim. Now, even tefillin that you're makbar on them, the Shabbos writes that they don't have halacha like mutzabach maskasar and kiss, because kiss or kodesh are a lighter as a level than one from the Isuri mukta, and they're not considered only as a klishim lach le'issim. Shlomo Zalman explains that since wearing tefillin on Shabbos is considered as a derech malbush as a garment, and also it's permitted if a person to put them on Shabbos if it's for protecting his body, so too, he could learn from them the halacha of tefillin, so they're not qualified as mukta machlan sarn kis, and that's when this girl is inclined, and he remains with a tzarachin. Now, regarding moving the talis bag that has, you know, talis and tefillin inside of it, so to take out your talis from there, he says the Shulchan writes it permitted, like the halacha of moving a klish on achle, so if you need to have a guvim mekame. Now, however, like itchila, Kavachayim writes that one should be careful to take out the talis from before Shabbos. Now, to pick up tefillin that fell on the ground, Shulman Zaman holds that's permitted, is just that you should put them right away to the closest place that it's not degrading for them. However, the name of Chaznish is brought that it's permitted to pick up tefillin that fell if subsequently he's going to sit in the place where the tefillin was. So it's considered like as if he's moving the klish machal isser, tzach mekame for the place, and we spoke already regarding mezuzah that fell. Dish number 33, to take tefillin out of a room because one wants to have tashma shemitah, marital intimacy, the Sibiyam Yisachar, Shlomo Zalman brings it, that says it's permitted because it's bothering him, the utility in the place that he needs, which is l'tzarech mekame. However, when it's put into two coverings, and instead of a place removing them, this girl tells that one should do that and not move the muktzah item. Dish number 34, someone has to go out of his house on Shabbos to a place where he's not going to have tefillin tomorrow. Someone is inclined that he's allowed to take the tefillin with him because the mitzvah tefillin is doing this muktzah when he wasn't able to worry about this from before Shabbos. Dish number 35, Mishmur had said that B'makom B'tchak won't be lean like the first opinion regarding tefillin, as we wrote in Simla Manaf and B'alocha, he said Ayin Shum, where there he writes, Dishra 35, that since there are places and including them as the Vilna Goyim, they're lenient regarding putting tefillin on Shabbos, not if you're doing it not for the purpose of the mitzvah. According to their sheet, the tefillin is not even considered as klishim achle iser, won't be lenient to move them in the present situation. Now, even though the primary designation of a tefillin is to put them on for the purpose of a mitzvah, and that's forbidden on Shabbos, and brought Mishabur and Sivka and Chav, that when the primary utility of a kli is for Dava Asa, it's considered as a klishim achle iser. So in Sefer Tiferes Akeinim, brought in the Yakma Farshim and Shulchan Aruch, he answers that since the etzim putting on the tefillin is not surah, it's only the machshava for the purpose of mitzvah makes it forbidden. If that's the case, the utility itself is not an isser, and that's what Shlomo Zalman writes also. Dish number 36, so he said, Sivkot and Chafhei, Mishmur said that the shofar is designated for tki, which is the written Shabbat, if it's considered kli shem achle isser. Now, the reason that a shofar is considered as a kli, albeit kli shem achle isser, which is less severe than that of a lulav, which is not considered as a kli, so Mishmur writes in Tofresh Nuntches that a shofar still has the utility to draw water with it or something similar like that. Now, in our times where people don't draw water with a shofar, although it has somewhat of a receptacle, Shlomo Zalman holds, you're right, now let it move it. Even though he adds on that since people are particular regarding a shofar and they actually designate a place, it's possible he's even considered a muktzah machmas chazar and kiss. That's the binom b'yashav, however, in Chodesh El, where people generally blow a shofar and to learn from it, Shlomo Zalman holds that then it would not be considered as muktzah machmas chazar and kiss. Now, in the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah itself, Mishnah writes in Topkov Tzadik Vav that it's permitted to move the shofar the whole day because the shofar is fit to blow with it for people that were not yet to their chiv. There's number 37, when there's food in the pot, and this girl holds that the pot is not considered then, it's not. Oh, it's only considered as a klish machla heter. And you're allowed to move it with the food, let's say even from the sun to the shade, but to move for no purpose at all, that would be forbidden. And that's the Shlomo Zalman is inclined, but then subsequently he writes that Shulchan Aruch Rabbah is explicit that a pot is secondary to the food item, it's considered like it, and according to his words, it would be permitted to move it, even shalei letzarech klal, even for no need at all, like the aloha food items that brought later on. Now, if there is no food that was cooked in this pot, it just was put in there afterwards to permit it to move it on Shabbos, Ms. Girl holds that then the food item does not cause the pot to be considered as a kalisha machlahata. This is number 38. So we said that as the broken piece, as long as it fit for some utility, for example, the cover, it's not mukta. And even in our times, where the norm is to throw out broken pieces of the vessel, not to use them at all, this girl holds that it does not have the halacha like mukta, and it's not similar to the halacha of a needle that the eye was taken out. The Mishnah later on says mukta because people don't usually use it when it breaks, because broken pieces of vessel are fit for some utility intrinsically. For example, let's say the cover vessel, something like that, and we only throw it out in our times only because we have plentiful. But inherently it's not mukta. However, if the broken piece is not fit for the utility, then by being able to be outsmarting and figuring out something like that would be considered as still as mukta. Now regarding an empty bag of milk, which in certain countries they have their milk in bags, and there it's still, Shlomo Zalman writes that has halacha like mukta, like a broken vessel, because it doesn't stand for any utility. For this reason, the person wants to throw it out and put another bag into the receptacle that they put the milk bags into, you would have to go with the vessel to the garbage and shake it out over there. And if he's concerned that maybe the sack, the bag is going to get stuck to the kli in a way that you won't be able to take it out by just shaking it without taking it with your hands, so he should be makbid to leave over a little bit of the milk, take it out with the milk, and then throw it out so that, you know, it's not mukta because you have some milk inside of it. Now, other than Eliyashiv holds that the halach of the bag is not like mukta because sometimes you do put some milk back in what's remaining. However, regarding packages that you don't usually use them at all, for example, let's say you have these ripped bags, so then he holds that that's considered as mukta. Now regarding a sugar bag, a sugar wrapping, the Rambam's girl holds that as long as it has utility, that it wraps the sugar, it does not have a lacha like mukta. And even after you took out the sugar from it, if you're always using it, some other utility, even to just hold on to it, then it's not considered as mukta. There's number 39. When a person could take the glass that broke on the floor by tiltum and atzad, by moving it indirectly, Be'alocha writes later on some tuf kofi utchaz, name of the oil of Shabbos, that you should do that and not move it with your hands, it remains of the tzorachin. Now, to move a complete fluorescent light bulb that fell on Shabbos, from the concern that maybe a child's going to break it and is going to get harmed, the Ashram holds it's forbidden because it's possible it's not going to break it and it's going to break, it's possible it's not going to damage. Running medicine that has halacha like mukta, which is within young children's reach, this girl is also permitted to move them to a hidden place because the concern of that it could be harmful. Just number 40, regarding pots in our times that made out of metal, Shubha Sheva Levi writes that tzorch in, if it's considered as a graf shel rei, which the Bi Halacha was saying it is, since even when they're dirty, they're not so disgusting like earthenware pots, which was in their times. Of it, Shubha Lotin writes that even metal pots, we treat it as a graf shel rei, like it's considered something disgusting. Just number 41, regarding broken vessel, that if it's malachde is le'isr, that after it breaks, now it's fit actually for a permitted utility. El Yerab writes in the name of the Shabbos that writes that since also by klichem nachle iser, you say halacha migdash katzil ben hashmas is katzil lekuli yaima, because so therefore the broken pieces are also forbidden to move from the sun to the shade, even though now technically it's like malachde le'heter, but Shabbos, when Shabbos started, was malachde le'isr. Prima Gadim is not sure if when a klichem nachle iser breaks during the weekday and the broken pieces are fit for a utility of heter, does it still remain with halacha klichem nachle iser because the broken pieces are not better than the clay that come from it? Do you do a friendship between when it breaks during the weekday, then it's considered as a klichem nachle heter, and it's only when it breaks on Shabbos, then it remains with the halacha of klichem nachle iser because make it this katzoy, or even when it breaks on Shabbos, that the halacha changes to be considered a klichem nachle heter because since klichem nachle iser is not literally inherently mukta ben shmasu, because you're allowed to move it l'tzarav gubim kaimai. If so, when it breaks on Shabbos, then you could even move it from Chabal itself. He writes to the Rambam in Perek Chavav Hilchos Shabbos, it's obvious that if it breaks during the weekday, the halacha changes to a klishe machle heter. So Hashem is in Masechta Shabbos writes that even the Mashmoy Zaloshon, the Mishnah over there, sounds like it's forbidden to move the broken piece of Mecham Latzel, however the Mashmoy Zaloshon Torah Shulchan Aruch is it permitted to move them. Shabbos Yigit Meitzer writes that by all mukta, even klishe machle iser, it has the halacha Megiddis Katzel ben Shemas Tzatzel Lekul Yemen. Shem Zalman is inclined for many reasons that there's no Megiddis Katzel but klishe machle iser, and he writes that's not like Brimagam Eli Rabba and remains with a tzarachin. Dish number 43, Chaznish writes that even according to those who hold the noel is mutter, you should not move this kli, which if a non-Jew makes a kli on Shabbos, only if the Jew was anticipating it from before Shabbos, that the non-Jew is going to make the kli. And that's only when the non-Jew made the kli of something of a Jew that's mukta, but if he made it by something of that's the non-Jews, then he could permit according to this pin, even if he was not anticipating it.